Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys, and please welcome these two American Transformers fans that go through the UK books from the beginning. We'll look at all aspects of the UK comics from cover to cover and deep dive into some aspects that many have taken for granted. Boo and I have known each other for over 25 years and have crazy amounts of useless knowledge to share, and I think actually you probably have more than I do. So welcome everyone, and how you doing, Boo?
Oh, I'm far more useless.
This is true. I
No,
didn't want to call it out, but yes.
I strive for excellence and uselessness. So,
You do well.
thank you.
I
Thank you.
appreciate the striving for the uselessness.
It takes a lot of effort to be this useless.
It takes so much effort to be so effortless. Yeah.
Yes.
But man, this is a great issue. We get to introduce the Dinobots.
Finally.
And I know one of your favorite characters in all of Transformers, mythos, Grimlock.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, Grimlock was the he's my all-time favorite, but the Dinobots are what got me into Transformers like wholeheartedly. Yeah, 'cause I like Transformers. They were all right. I was actually into GoBots more at first 'cause they came along first.
GoBots?
Right?
You mean those Kmart Transformers? I
Oh.
know, I know. For any of y'all come after us, I know Machine Robo, and yeah, I understand the whole thing. And they're really cool in their own right. And I honestly a lot darker than Transformers in their own right.
Oh
But
yeah, they had a some dark stuff, especially in that command center.
yeah. What was the interrogations and then the what was it
Reprogramming and the dematerialization chamber and stuff.
dematerialization? That's right.
Dude, they actually used some of that in the cartoon.
Did they? Okay, I got it. I
We
really
should check out the cartoon soon.
we should do that here soon, very, very soon. We're
Yeah.
gonna check. I actually am kind of curious about that now because I don't remember anything that's I'll say dark or that diabolical in the cartoon. So.
As a kid watching it, you might not pick it up,
Yeah,
but
this is
as an
true.
adult, you're like, wow, yeah, that's almost Orwellian. So you'll see it. I don't want to spoil anything. If we're going to go into it, then.
It was the Guardians base also.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the Renegades.
Yeah, Thruster didn't have anything like that in it. So.
Unfortunately for him.
Right?
Yeah, man, we got this great cover
So.
with we got Slag, or if for you current British fans, Slug. And
Slug.
Sledge and Grimlock in the cover.
Which it's funny because, these are the three that were introduced in the cartoon together.
Yeah.
But all five of them are together in this comic.
You
So.
know, I don't see very much of Slag at all in the comic. He besides the opening from last issue,
Yeah.
I see a lot more Snarl than I did Slag.
Yeah, Snarl gets a lot of play.
Which I'm good with that. He's my favorite of the Dinobots, so I'm good with that.
The loner.
And he's actually our little fact file this month too.
Yes. But yeah,
Snarl.
when I was 11, I got Slag for my birthday. And because that's as soon as I saw the commercial for the Dinobots, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm diving into Transformers more. And I'm still here. In fact, every time I've tried to get out,
Yeah, they pull you back in.
yeah, well, they always do something with the Dinobots. Like when Transformers Animated came out,
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I got to get that Grimlock and Slag and Swoop. Or I guess he was Snarl then. They changed
Yeah,
his name
yeah.
to Snarl. I like how they kind of made a reference to that in anime. It's like, I tried calling him Slag, but he seemed offended or
Yeah.
insulted or something. He wasn't
Insulted, yeah.
happy with it.
Now that every one of the incarnations, at least current incarnations or more recent ones, have Dinobots in it in some way.
Yeah.
I
Well,
mean,
even with Beast Wars, when I was kind of on the fence with it. And then when I saw that big purple ultra-sized Megatron, I was like, man, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're just calling to you, the nerd in you,
Oh, yeah. Well, when
stealing
I first
comics.
saw it, because I didn't even know it was coming out, I saw it and I thought it was a Primal Rage toy at first. Remember how they had the Primal Rage figures out?
I
And
do,
that's,
I do, I
yeah.
really do.
And the boxes were even kind of colored the same. So I thought it was Primal.
Yeah.
What is that? I was like, whoa, this is Megatron? Whoa. So.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's no escaping. And G2, I found out G2 because I was shopping for Christmas for my nephew and ran across G2 Grimlock there on the shelf. So.
Yeah, actually, I remember we used to have this kind of drugstore, combo drugstore called Farmore.
I remember far more.
Yeah. So it was after my parents' divorce. I lived in these little apartments that were within walking distance of Far More and like a regular Walmart before. Okay, like children, I gotta step back for a second. Before there were super centers. Yeah,
Uphill both ways.
so I went and I go to Far More and just, see what they had in there. And I kept seeing like Dinobots, and the first one I got was actually Slag. It was the green plastic Slag. And then I went back and got Snarl. Never saw Grimlock there, but I ended up getting a G2 Sideswipe, and I ended up getting a few others. But yeah, man, G2 really got me back into it.
Yeah, I still got them. I ended up getting the gray ones, the ones that were just like the originals, except for the missiles.
Very, very hard to come by. I never saw those at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yep, that was crazy.
I mean, honestly, it really did. Those blister packs that they came in, I loved them. I still have all of them at this point. The ones I got from G2, including most of the G2 aerial bots, which I never got Slingshot. Thank God, gold plastic syndrome Slingshot.
Well, if you got three slingshots and you're okay, you just leave one in each mode and never touch it again. But
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
yeah,
It's funny
that's
how
something I've thought about hunting down
just to have it,
just to have it. Yeah.
just like be a little WD-40 in the joints just to get it in the right position and just
Right.
alone.
And what there was one of the laser rods too that was like
Electro.
Electro. Yeah, that dude, man, he is like all gold plastic.
He is. I've got mine. The only thing that's broken on him is one of the wheels. Otherwise, he's in great shape. Man, he was
That
the one.
that's amazing, actually.
Yeah. Oh no, I don't touch him. I look at him every so often and say, "My precious." And
No, that'll still break him just looking at him.
yeah, I he's actually my favorite. He's the one I had to look the hardest for. I've got all four of the laser, well, all the four of the laser hot rods. But he was the one that took the longest to find. He was like most rare. So I picked him up and I was pretty happy with that. And he was actually my favorite still. I mean, sizzle, it's like sizzle fizzle, electro and
There was Electrovolt and
bolt.
Sizzle and Jolt.
Jolt, that's not
That's what I
fizzle.
was, yeah.
Jolt. Yeah, I like them
I'm
all.
quoting the commercial. That's the only way I remember is from the
The purple like purple, it looks like a roadster, convertible roadster. I cannot remember which one it is. He was actually my second favorite. He's the first one I got. The other two were good. I mean, don't get me wrong. But those were my favorites. And yeah. And of course we know the infamous Black Zarek toy from G1 in
Oh
Japan.
yeah.
He's I did not realize that some of the things that I have were GPS gold plastic syndrome for you not in the know. I've got my Beast Wars Magnaboss with Prowl.
Oh yeah.
I haven't touched him. And I've got a somewhere I have my I guess Earth Entry mode, Protoform mode, Starscream from the first Michael Bay movie.
Right.
I don't even know where he's at. He's probably dust somewhere, so I can't find him.
Well, Transmetal
Yes, I got the later on Japanese release because it did not have the, I guess copper plastic is what you would call it. It's not really
Yeah,
gold
well, it
plastic.
wasn't the copper part though, it was the black or whatever, the dark like black color on him is what would break. It wasn't the copper.
Oh, because I have mine where like half of the body's off. Maybe it is black. I don't know. It's like a dark gray or something like that. It's
Yeah, the darkest gray. It's not black, but it's
yeah.
kind of a
Because one
but
of my
yeah.
I have my original Beast or Transmetal Megatron that's like in two pieces. He's like every Autobot in every movie was ripped in half.
I used to have the pink one.
I almost got the pink one. I saw it in the stores.
I wish I'd hung on to it now.
I know, right? But I actually ended up getting the Beast Wars Metals version of Megatron that had like almost like a dark red, like really dark red plastic kind of look to it. And they're fine. So,
Yeah, and then on my desk right now, because I won't put him in with the other toys, is Beast Wars Grimlock.
Oh yeah, I mean, I never got him, and he just looks like I don't even want to touch him.
Yeah. And he looks really cool with his colors and stuff, but yeah,
Oh
he's
yeah.
got a lot of gold plastic on him.
It's really amazing that they use it for so long, that formula for plastic.
Oh yeah, but like I said, it was still showing up with like movie toys.
Yeah.
Like your Protoform you're talking about.
Yeah, and the thing is, I guess, you know, like we always talk about, like if we talk about how people have, toys that are falling apart now or yellowing and stuff. I guarantee you, no one expected us to be like clamoring for these, 40 years later, or 30 years, 20 years later.
Yeah, I'd
So,
rather it turn yellow than turn to dust.
yeah, I'm actually trying to repair my my G1 Jetfire with a junker I got, and trying to make all the white parts well, white again because they're yellow.
Oh yeah, you're doing the peroxide treatment.
Oh yeah, see here's part of the shoulder joint right here.
The infamous shoulder joint.
Well, yep, that's actually where this guy is here. My original one when I was growing up, that part broke on the shoulder. But this one actually has shoulders intact. But I've got a someone obviously got this around water because the springs inside and the screws are rusty. So I've got a jar out in the front porch with some peroxide, whiting all the white pieces that turn yellow that do not have red stripes on them. What I'll do with things like the wings here is I'll take I have a like a painter's masking tape, go across that, and I'll use the there's essentially a peroxide gel you can use for your, I guess, whitening your hair or whatever. I'll put that
Yeah.
on there, and
That's that Sally Beauty Supply stuff, right?
yes,
Yes.
oh man, they I went to Sally Beauty Supply, and then I'm like, hey, what is your most effective gel, peroxide? They look at me and like, do you want, like, no, this is already turned to white and this is gray and white. No, I don't need that. I need it for something else. Like, oh, okay.
They didn't think you needed to get any whiter.
No. God, under this light, my hair looks very ginger brown. But
Sir, you are white enough.
yeah, you're not wrong. I got the Reed Richards things starting to hear my on the side of my head. Soon I'll be able to, to fight Galactus or something. I
Throw on an
don't
eye patch and you can be Nick Fury.
know. If only, definitely the David Hasselhoff version.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Singing on the Berlin Wall.
God, I remember watching that when I was younger, like the Nick Fury, and I had no idea because I really was into comics back then.
Dude, Gary Chalk was in that. He played Dum Dum Dugan.
Did he?
Yeah.
Holy crap, I gotta well watch that
Yeah,
now.
now you gotta watch it again.
I do a lot for you, Gary. So much for you.
Love Gary Chalk.
Oh, we do. So yeah, we have let's go back to the issue here.
Yeah, well, the issue at hand.
Yeah, the issue at hand. Repeat performance. So last issue we had Ratchet finding the Dinobots in the Savage Land. And
Oh, did you get your free Cadbury's Wildlife
I
Bar?
did. Number two. I gotta get all three for the next issue so I can send it off for my wildlife what is it? It's like the Wildlife Fund booklet or
Yeah,
comic
it's a
book or
book that
whatever.
you put all the tokens in. It's almost like a
Yeah.
sticker book or something. I
Yeah, it
was trying
is.
to find it online and yeah, nobody had it. There was one that was on eBay that went off, but it's already like rolled off of eBay entirely. It still shows up
Yeah.
on search engines, though. But yeah, it kind of looks like on the cover like there's a fifth Dinobot that's an elephant.
It does actually. That's a good point. And we get back to sound waves. The issue was just kind of fun. Actually, I was reading some of the sound waves.
Oh yeah,
They're
he's
like,
funny, and this is the first time we get his spit sound. Is patoot.
I
That's what that every time he says Dinobots in there, because there's Dinobots
was wondering
all
what
in
that
this
was.
issue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him spitting like curse their names,
Yeah.
ba-ding, kind of
Nice.
thing. Yeah, you'll see a lot of that, and they actually do it in the comic itself, like in the actual story panels. You'll see it.
Nice. We have fact file interface that which already kind of spoiled that snarl this issue.
Yes.
And dude, I know Robot Capers is just very simplistic and it's all color now.
Yeah. This one's
What?
kind of phoned in, though, I
It
think.
is very phoned in.
I
It's
think the
like,
joke is because he's buying a giant robot and he wants it wrapped up.
I guess so.
Yeah, but the
With all
thing's
the
like 20 feet
rivets.
tall. Yeah, and spikes and
Yeah.
$5,000, though, that's pretty good. That's
Yeah.
like two Robosen Transformers right
It's
there, so
like, yeah, actually, kind of is two Robeson. You're right. I was gonna say that's one. No, wait, that is.
not counting for inflation though from the 80s though, so that's
You're
probably
not
closer
wrong.
to like 15,000 now.
Also true.
So like four Robos.
But you get a giant robot that does nothing.
Right?
I was telling my wife earlier, I love that this is all happening right outside of Portland because, that's where she grew up.
Oh, yeah.
So we're back to an area like outside of BlackRock's aerospace plant number one. And he's giving a news conference, GB BlackRock. And they're just he's kind of like, yeah, we can replace facilities, but the workers are our top concern, the people held hostage. And
Yeah.
he's
Typical billionaire BS.
yeah, exactly. But dude, he is over here and they're throwing like, hey, what happened to like you had first had oil platform that was attacked, and now these robots are picking on you. Like, what's going on here? I have the best facilities, the most cutting edge facilities in the world. So obviously who's in control of these robots is no dummy.
And here's the thing, what's going on with BlackRock's like facial hair?
Yeah, dude, he
He had like the Tony Stark stash before, and now,
shaved.
yeah.
He's trying to go in disguise and they got him. He's trying to do a
You
little
know,
Clark Kent.
he kind of looks like Jim Shooter there.
I can see that. Yeah, they're trying to find out, who's behind this? Like, yeah, we have our suspicions, but it's too early to say anything. Like, I guess the military guy there.
Yeah. Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you know what? That's Robert Loggia. Look at that. That's Rob.
I could see, like, it's like Robert Loggia and Ernest Borgnine had a baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. That smile. But, dude, they're having that press conference, and Shockwave just takes off with the tank. He's gone. He leaves. But later. And
Oh, no, he's flying in with the platform. It's got Optimus's
oh,
head on it.
that's right. That's what that
Yeah.
is.
Yeah,
Okay.
he's in, I know, but it's colored like a tank,
It is
so
kind of like that makes
I.
more sense. He just like flies in like nothing's going wrong at all.
Oh, he makes fun of him.
Oh, no, not at first. He's just flying through there and they start shooting at him.
Yeah.
And he just rags on all the people trying to shoot him.
Oh yeah, your puny weapons can pierce the armor of Shockwave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
For
also, well, I was gonna
oh,
say
go
it's
ahead.
kind of neat seeing the him flying because you see like jet engines coming out of his feet, which you never see
Yeah.
in the Sunbow cartoon.
Right. Yeah, 'cause I mean, he had to hitch rides on Starscream and stuff. But at the same time, like not all the Decepticons could fly. There wasn't the whole Decepticons can fly, Autobots can't thing. It was like
Yeah.
only certain Transformers period could fly.
Well, like
And
us. Soundwave and the tapes and Megatron, they'd always hitch a ride with like one of the Seekers.
yeah, they'd always just shrink and get in the cockpit or something.
Shockwave does not shrink. He just goes big space gun mode. So, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got the same rockets on his feet that he uses to maneuver as a space gun, so.
Yeah. Man,
But yeah, we get a lesson in fourth order tensile strength coefficients of nuclear hardened steel.
I saw that. I'm like, what is he going through here? He is just going, he is being very verbose.
Oh yeah, well he's bragging about what he's made out of. Like yeah, your stuff is like
Well,
paintball.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
verbose. He's being a monologuer.
Oh yeah.
He's monologuing right now.
Well, and you see a lot of that, we haven't seen a lot of that lately, since it's been like, I guess, building up the story after the miniseries. But
Yeah.
remember during the miniseries it's like, oh, my electrostatic disruptor gun and all that
You're
stuff.
not wrong.
Yeah, so now we're getting
You read off my tech spec what I have here.
but yeah, he gives us a hint why, the Transformers are so impervious to conventional weapons. It's they're nuclear hardened steel. That's what they're made out of.
Yeah, essentially.
I
And
don't even know what that means.
that doesn't mean anything at all. But yeah, BlackRock tells them to stop firing because they're not doing anything. They're just wasting ammo.
Oh yeah, it's bouncing off and gonna hit the workers and the
Yeah.
people.
And the reporter, these forces here are apparently insufficient to stop these robots, Mr. BlackRock. What's your reaction? He's pissed.
Yeah.
That's his reaction. He's not happy at all.
And Soundwave is back to purple again.
He is. He's pretty purple. He has little shades of blue here and there, but he's pretty much purple the rest of the time.
Yeah, and I mean, I was really happy. The previous issue when he was blue, he was actually his right colors.
And it's kind of funny because Shockwave being he's almost Shockwave is almost a more blue than Soundwave is,
Oh, totally.
except for his handgun and his fist and all that. The rest of them though, it's like bluer tint. Which, I don't know. Like, why couldn't they have had that the other way around? Have a Soundwave bluer and have Shockwave more purple, but I don't know.
That would have worked better.
I think so.
Yeah.
I do really like Soundwave and purple though. I had no problems with that. Probably because I read the old comics. I had no problem with it. And it was the same way in G2 as well.
Yeah,
They
I keep hoping that they give us this, in like one of the little comic setup boxes they
That'd be
have.
nice.
Yeah, get a comic version. Because I've seen some customs where they took like the Masterpiece Soundwave and did him in the comic colors, and it looked really good.
Especially like a light silverish gray like he has on his legs and his arms. Really throws the purple under like a much more contrast.
Oh, and Laserbeak has got his vulture going on with his head is like fully gold. So it's like the bald vulture head.
He like Shockwave arrives at the aerospace plant and like he said, I assumed it was a tank or something the way it looked. But yeah, he's putting down the platform with Optimus Prime's head. And he starts talking about that he's gonna, get them all hooked up because he's gonna start putting out a new generation of Decepticons.
Yeah, he's got the personality modules down there. Those are the gold like bricks beneath
Yeah.
him.
He's gonna get all the I guess raw materials from the aerospace
Yeah, that's why
building.
he had him take it over so he could build
Yeah.
them bodies.
Yeah, so that's the Hill's whole point here is like next generation of Decepticons. He's got the he said the six personality modules, so we're looking at that. But wait, we're back at the Black Rock Chronic Care Institute, which that sounds like a horrible thing.
Yeah, it
It sounds a
does.
lot worse than it probably should be.
That's because nowadays BlackRock kind of means a little more.
Hey,
I get,
chronic care.
yeah, chronic care from BlackRock.
It's not what you want.
They probably own all the hospitals anyway, though, so.
You're not wrong. But Josie Bell is here and she's watching like the interview that they're doing with GB BlackRock and she's getting real upset because she developed the all the armaments of the oil rig. She had it all, it was all her baby and she's like I don't know, it's like she's upset that she disappointed or let down BlackRock or I don't know. She takes her stuff really personally. But she's
Oh yeah,
all
well, she designed both the platform and the aerospace
Yeah.
factory. And so she's taking it personally 'cause they're messing with her stuff. Those are her babies.
But now she's designing something else. But it's talking about the fact that she's mostly paralyzed except for her right arm and her head a little bit. Her right
Yeah.
arm she can move, but it's like really painful for her to move. But we see something starting here.
Yes.
They've been fabricating some circuit board style metal pieces.
Yeah, it looks like some little servos and stuff too.
It does, and it almost looks it's going around your hand how like when we all watched Marvel, MCU's Iron Man, it's closing around her arm like that with like gaps.
Yeah.
It's
Now
almost like she
they changed the caption there between the American and the UK version.
really.
Yeah, where it says it causes her great pain to lift it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the American version, it says she cannot move or lift it on her own.
Oh, that's why the claw's grabbing it. But she has her hand. She's been typing on the keyboard since like a
I think
tuition.
that's why they did a correction in the UK. It's like, well, she's been using it, so.
It hurts a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's her plot of revenge is starting with her newfound like servos and like circuit pads.
Yeah, she starts out the page crying and then she's smiling at the end, so.
It has that whole like shadow over her face and she's smiling and her eyebrows are like she's got the Jack Nicholson like eyebrows.
Yeah, wait till they get a load of me.
Yeah. Wait till they get. Oh, dude, I gotta say once again, was this Johnson still drawing this?
Yes, this is William Johnson.
Okay. He
Look at
does
the detail on those
Megatron.
diodes.
Well, also like next page though. Megatron and Ratchet are so nice.
Oh yeah, like I said, this is like some of my favorite artwork from the American series is his work, and it's a shame that he couldn't just do more in the series.
I know, it really is. And yeah, you have Megatron's over there, he's like pensive, like he's thinking like, Ratchet probably left. He probably took off. He's not gonna come back. He's gone.
And he's like, that scaredy cat turned tail and ran.
He's a little medical guy. He's not a warrior. In the enemy, like a CRT thing shows up. Megatron. He's calling the Ark.
Oh yeah, he's on, I guess, Auntie.
Yeah, he's on. And he's like, Megatron's like, oh, he's full surprises. And he basically, like, he's like, he didn't expect him to do anything because he's not a warrior, but here's Ratchet coming on. He's showing Megatron that he has what it takes. He sends back the video of the Dinobots beating up Shockwave, leaving out the point where Shockwave beats him back down and they all fall.
Well, no, it says he defeats him, so it shows his defeat. But it's just shown off screen.
Okay, I see what you're saying. That makes
Yeah, he doesn't let him know that that's 4 million year old news, though.
sense. There's a thing with like Megatron standing there with his hands on his hips, and then like the close up of his head is really nice.
Yeah, that grin.
Yeah. And it's Ratchet is he's basically telling Ratchet he's really impressed with him, and we'll meet at the predetermined place. I've underestimated you, and Ratchet's like, yeah, that's cool. Ratchet's like, but I don't trust you, Megatron. I don't underestimate you. We'll see how this goes. Kind of
Yeah.
gives you a little foreshadowing what's going on.
Now, here's the thing is Megatron, I guess, is just so happy to see this
Yeah.
that he doesn't even like try to call Shockwave and find out, hey, are you still alive? Are you okay? Like, you aren't under a bunch of rubble right now, are you?
No, I was. Why do you ask?
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, he could have solved a lot of problems there.
Man, I still, I know you know the voices obviously in the comic, but every time I read a comic character's thought bubbles or his speech, I always picture it in the voice from the cartoon, like Corey Burton. Is that who did
Yeah, it
Shockwave?
was Corey Burton.
I still read everything in Corey Burton's voice. So it's kind of,
His David Warner impression.
it really kind of is. It's a
No.
little,
Well,
it's a
he said
little.
that's what it was.
Oh, really? Okay. It's a little higher
Yeah.
than David Warner, but still, yeah, it's pretty
Yeah.
close.
Yeah, he says it was based off of David Warner's parts in Tron.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I
was it
actually see that.
Sark? Yeah.
Yeah. So we next go to the ski lodge where Ratchet's just hanging out in the snow. And
And some poor guy's getting roasted.
he really is, he's like, man, I guess when New Year coming, they called the ambulance ahead of time. And
Already down on the ground. They haven't even left the lodge.
yeah.
So he probably is going to need one.
Yeah. Ratchet's over here trying to figure out what they why they're going down on the snow and the powder with like two sticks. And the whole thing with like Ratchet being like he's like a stranger in a strange land kind of thing. Or he
Oh
doesn't
yeah.
know what they're doing. And he
Oh
expects
yeah.
them to have rust spots.
Yeah, thinks that the snow might rust them.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't had the masterpiece Ratchet, but I was curious if he transforms like that, because that's a really nice transformation.
I've got Ironhide.
Yeah,
It's
does he
not
fold
quite
up
that.
like that or no?
No, he doesn't. The top comes off, and the top. You know how like the original Ironhide and Ratchet toys, they have the sled that comes from the
Yeah.
top of the back. Well, have to look at it now. No, actually, no. I'm sorry. Ironhide, they come with almost like a. The animals come with that repair sled kind of thing. It's set up so you can put all the weapons and stuff on there.
Okay.
I don't. I'm trying to remember how it goes now. It's been a while since I transformed him. It's not like that though, but he looks just like a masterpiece figure standing there.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks fantastic, yeah. But what do you know? Megatron shows up, welcoming Ratchet to his doom.
Oh yeah.
Who
He
could have?
just comes right out telling him, I'm breaking the deal.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
Who foresaw this? Who foresaw Megatron backstabbing Ratchet? I mean, I
Right.
sure didn't. I expect him to
Well,
be honorable.
it's still very, even if he's not honorable, it's very short-sighted of him
Oh,
considering
yeah.
that he keeps losing because he's damaged and he's got a doctor in his pocket right now.
You know, I'll give it to, like, Man, I loved Transformers Prime. I really did. It was a nice new take, and everything was very, it was different enough. But at least Starscream in that knew enough to call Ratchet and bargain with him constantly.
Oh yeah, he was always needing repairs.
Yeah.
Especially when his TCOG was stolen.
Oh God, yes. And like he had that one it was like the one artifact that gave him the power suit essentially.
Yeah.
He couldn't transform, might as well, use that. But yeah, Megatron has a doctor on standby and he doesn't even use the doctrine.
Yeah, he needs it.
He really does.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing with Megatron is he's always very, I don't know, self-assured. He always thinks he's a lot better off than he is.
Yeah.
Arrogant.
For someone with no weaknesses, this is a major weakness.
Yeah.
And I think that, like I said, you said in previous episode that he developed this after Shockwave beat him.
Yeah.
This is when Megatron starts becoming less, calculating and logical.
It's almost like an inferiority complex that just keeps growing.
Yeah, like he was so happy to see Shockwave taken down that he didn't even double check it. He didn't fact
Yeah.
check it.
So he thought he was the leader again because he didn't even check on how old that footage was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he didn't even bother with the idea that Ratchet was trying to make good on the deal and work from there, which we all kind of expected.
I mean, Hound could have fooled him with a hologram.
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 Yeah, so Megatron just calls it out, like I know I made a deal with you, but obviously you suffer from the same flaw as the rest of your Autobot ilk. You are not a true warrior. And basically you trust people. He
See,
just tells them like it is.
he had the no true Scotsman fallacy right there.
Yeah.
No true warrior would actually follow through and help me.
And he says, but being a warrior is a claim you never made, which is true. Ratchet never said I'm a warrior, so I'll do what I can.
Yep.
But dude, Ratchet comes through and I love this whole setup. Sludge coming out of the snow,
Yeah.
rising Megatron, and Megatron has no idea what's going on. And you have was that?
I'll tell you something about the banter between the two of them. Because, Ratchet has a lot of his personality is based off of Hawkeye from MASH.
You can actually see that a lot if you look at it, yeah.
So when I read this, I was kind of thinking of the banter between Hawkeye and Colonel Flagg,
Yeah.
because how he's always like trying to backstab him, and yeah,
I can see
it's
that.
always an angle, and so the banter kind of reminded me of that.
I can see that. But yeah, man, Ratchet's like, I mean, I like your credentials in the ways of war, Megatron, but I'm no fool. He is like, I'm not an idiot. I'm not gonna fight you full on. I got these guys with me.
He called in the bruisers.
He did. He called the Brute Squad.
Yep.
So you got Grimlock, Slag, Snarl, and Sludge there. And the next panel, you have a Swoop coming, swooping in. The humans are like, "Oh, dude, get out of here! They're never gonna believe us, but get out of here."
Yeah, there's two people like skiing down like as they're arguing, and then when the Dinobots pop up, they're like, "Yeah, we got to get out."
And yeah, I love it. The Dinobots, just like in the cartoon, are like they're short on words, man. They don't want to talk. They just
Dude,
want to beat things up.
Grimlock pulled the same move that D16 pulled in Transformers 1.
In
When
which way?
D16 headbutted Starscream in the mouth,
Oh yeah.
if you look, he says, "You said enough, big mouth," and he headbutts him.
Maybe I wonder if that was a callback. It'd be kind of neat if it was.
Yeah, that would be.
But dude, the next panel, Megatron, he has his mouth open. It's like wires going down his mouth. He looks so pissed off, and the background's all red. It's almost like an anger moment
That
going
would be
on.
a good poster, just that panel.
Oh, dude, I know. I did a screenshot of this for the YouTube episode just for that. But yeah, he's like, enough. He's like, you guys caught me flat-footed, and that's over now. And he just starts beating the heck out of the Dinobots.
This is when you see like the raw power of like Megatron and Shockwave, because
Yeah.
Shockwave was beating the Dinobots before 4 million years ago. And yeah, Megatron just lays all of them out.
Well, you see it later on. The Predacons went after Megatron. He beat them all down.
Yeah.
The Megatron is kind
leaders,
of slouch.
they were like terrifying to behold in battle.
Yeah. Well, it's like anything, they're a leader for a reason. And I like the idea that this isn't just all about his fusion cannon. He's strong and he does not suffer fools easily.
I mean, he nailed Swoop, I guess, in the tail feathers with his fusion
With the
cannon.
fusion cannon, yeah.
And you just see like a little smoke trail going down where he's spiraling down.
He just rams Grimlock and knocks him down.
Oh yeah,
Punches
give him that uppercut.
punches Sludge and knocks him over. I mean, and Ratchet is over there going, "Oh my God!" He just knocked them all aside as if they were still inoperative. Like it didn't even phase Megatron. So Ratchet,
Didn't even slow him down.
not that at all. Ratchet does the one thing. He's like, "All right, look, I can't wait for him to wake up. I've got to do things. I got to take things in my own hands." And that is another really nice panel with Ratchet looking down pensive. The cheekbones and stuff, it's like the facial details, nice.
Now the art style looks a little different. I don't know if it's the inking or what.
That
And
could be.
yeah, it's the same people, so I think maybe since this was the end of the story, they
Yeah,
were kind of hurrying up to
I can see that.
finish it.
But I love
Cause...
the facial details though in Ratchet still.
Oh yeah. They were really good at showing the emotion in their robotic faces.
Yeah, he's like, "I have no choice here." So he Ratchet just does a whole like bum rush at Megatron, trying to knock him off the cliff and take them both out.
Yeah, he was going to carry him over. Just screw it.
Megatron is like, "Nope."
He laughs at him. He just bounces off of
He
Megatron.
throws his arms back and like he does like a Homelander pose. He's like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, and he first time I've seen mention of a micron. I
Oh
don't,
yeah. Well,
yeah.
that's a real measurement.
Oh, I know it is. I know, but you hear that in like in different things of Transformers. You don't usually. It's not a very common thing. Like,
Yeah, it's not like
what's a micron?
a micro cyber meter.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you remember? I'm in a science also there, bud. So I
Oh
know
yeah. Oh, totally.
microns too. He, like Megatron starts to gloat, which that's one thing we can always expect from Megatron. He's gonna monologue and he's gonna gloat.
You can see his crazy circuit mouth too, there
Oh
too.
yeah. Oh yeah, that's a really nice one. It's not as detailed as some of the other images, but it's almost like you said, it looked like a lot of the details were kind of like they lost some of the details maybe in the inking as we got towards the end of the story arc.
Yeah, I'd like to see the pencils for this page.
Oh man, it'd be fantastic. But he just has a very arrogant look. He's laughing at him. And as all good things, they come to an end. And apparently Ratchet hit him so hard, he didn't move, but the ground below Megatron buckled. And he
Like
falls off.
the vibrations went through his legs right into the
Yeah.
ground, the cliffside.
But Megatron actually does something really smart here and transforms and shrinks down to minimize the velocity of his body hitting the snow, which is one of those things. Okay, so we always have like these ideas about what they did. You know, did they mass shift? Did they so would Megatron be as dense as he would be in his full body mode?
Well, it says he's lighter weight, so that means
Yeah.
less mass. So
That's what I'm that's
he has removed mass from his body. So,
My thing, you know, because we always assume, you know, because whenever they get smaller, like, oh, they've just shrunk down. Well, there were a lot of like, I remember back in the early internet days, we're like, how do they do this? You know, do they compress all their, you know, atoms together or whatever molecules together? Apparently, no. This he just shifts some mass into a pocket dimension.
Well, it just said he's shrinking and to get lighter.
Yeah. So, and he goes into the snow and he's seen no more.
That little face he's making when he's half transformed, though, he's got the
It really
oh
is.
no.
But yeah, then we go Ratchet's like, "Hey guys, you did great work. I can't believe we just did that, but and
Oh yeah, the
they're
Dinobots are like, man, you didn't even need us.
yeah. And they're like, "We should go down there and just make sure he's dead permanently. We're gonna go down there."
And
And
then he's like, nah.
yeah. Which
Yeah, he talks about it. They should have went down and done it. That would have solved the problem.
would have changed all of Transformers.
Well, some of it. I mean, Megatron took a lot of hiatuses in the comics.
Yeah, he did. But
Yeah.
considering what went on in towards the end of the comic, Regeneration One,
Oh,
the
yeah.
movies and things like that.
Ratchet would have been better off if he'd let the Dinobots go
Oh, a
in there.
lot better off.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the way he ends up. Spoilers.
Yeah.
So next issue is Decepticon Dam Busters.
Well, they have edited this also. They have cut half of the page off of there.
I was wondering about that. It seemed a little shorter.
Yeah, it is shorter because there's an epilogue that it'll show up later in the series, but they chopped it out of there so it can show up later in the series. And it's about Josie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's probably for maybe I don't know, maybe continuance sake, they put it later.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would fit in a little better because we're going to get away from the American comic for a little bit.
And
And it's going to be new UK issues.
oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, if I can get up art like we've had, that'd be fantastic, but I know we're not. So, well,
Well, now
it's not
you'll like
bad.
some of the stuff coming up, and the Decepticon Dam Busters, the story may sound familiar.
Yeah, it does. Yes.
Yeah.
It does very much.
When you read it, you'll definitely recognize it.
I'm sure. Decepticons going after green energy because they are always about helping the Earth.
Right. Very helpful.
Yeah. So yeah, then the fact file interface is Snarl, Desert Warrior, which makes no sense because a Stegosaurus was not a Desert Warrior, but whatever.
Well, I think it's because he's got solar panels
Oh,
on
exactly
his
why,
back.
yeah.
Yeah.
But
But this is a very detailed profile.
this is almost like when the Budiansky fact file or the universe,
Transferring. Yeah, that's what this is. This
yeah,
is.
it's like but it's like done scrunched down. Yeah, it goes into the idea that his the golden plates on Snarl's back are solar collectors, and he basically becomes like really limitless as far as power goes during the day, but like at night he doesn't have that reserve, so he's limited. And he's uncooperative, and he basically is a jerk.
Yeah, he's a loner.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. It almost makes it out like he's got a force field of some type because when he's pulling in the solar energy, it increases his endurance, his durability.
Yeah. Also, is this it's going to the idea that he was another form that was faster on Cybertron, and he hates his current form? Was that him? Yeah, he
I
hates
wouldn't
the
say,
dinosaur
yeah.
form given by the Ark and fears they'll never see his beloved Cybertron again. Yeah.
Yeah, he feels like, I think. Felt it was slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a faster, more powerful version a form of Cybertron, but he just hates what he ended up becoming.
Yeah, he doesn't care for his alt mode.
Yeah, he just wants to fight a lot, and he's a loner and he's a jerk. So which is kind of funny that I'm always used to like Slag and doing a lot of the heavy like shooting and blasting and busting things up, but in here it's Snarl, and like the last issue was Shockwave, it was Snarl shooting with his tail laser and beating with his tail.
Oh yeah, smashing a cliff down with his tail.
Yeah,
And see, that was foreshadowing, by the way, because falling off a cliff took out Shockwave, and falling off a cliff took out Megatron.
if only they were both gone right now. But yeah, like Snarl is actually like he does the most damage of all the Dinobots, and
Yeah, he's an MVP.
he really is. And
Yeah.
he's just kind of he's treated as that the sometimes fourth Dinobot in the movie. He comes in and out every so often with who is it he traded with? Was it Swoop?
Yeah, Swoop. Sometimes Swoop's there, sometimes Snarl's there.
Because they wrote in the was it they wrote in the story Bible or the thing that there's four Dinobots.
Yeah, oh, it was in the script.
The script. That's
They kept
right.
writing four Dinobots.
Yeah,
And yeah, so the animators were kind of confused.
but man, we're on the sound waves now. And
I love how they do the letters columns with the character answering them.
oh, dude, and he has Soundwave is sassy.
Yeah, he's mean.
He is.
He warns him. He gives you a warning right in the beginning.
It's like
You
only
know?
say. Greetings, carbon-based units. Soundwave here, and not a Dinobot. Patoot in sight. You may have noted the absence of this page in the last two issues. That's because I was involved in the final overthrow of the humans who had been answering your correspondence. A move which leaves me in total control of this letters page.
So
You
he had
have
take out,
performed.
he took out the editors.
Yeah, he's like, this is my page now. And he's got his box art. It looks great. The first letter is Milton Keynes from Bucks. No, sorry. Daniel Malander from Milton Keynes Bucks. Asking about the Constructicons. I'm like, are they Autobots or Decepticons? And I mean, Constructicons, but what do we know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he'll be here. You'll see soon enough. Issue 36 holds the answers.
Oh yeah, he tells him wait and see.
Yeah. Man, the next letter though is like, why don't the Decepticons and Autobots work to get on together? They have good leaders. They could probably work well together. His answer is like, this is clearly an example of the human condition known as insanity. Perfect. No notes. No notes at all.
Just a roast.
Yeah. God, what do you mean you cross yourself with a cake? A ghetto blaster?
Yeah.
And
I like how he's checking it out to see is this funny or is this an insult before he sends Ravage after him.
yeah. Oh, there's a poem. If you'd like, read the poem if you wouldn't mind.
It's a puzzle poem.
Oh, is it? There's a poem.
Yeah.
First.
Because says, here's a poem for your Fab comic. My first is in Astro, but never in train. My second is in crackers, but not in insane. My third is in sea spray, but never in spring. My fourth ain't in Blitz, but is in the wing. My fifth is in Star and also in Scream. My sixth ain't in Smoke, but always in Scream. My seventh is in Grapple, but never in Crane. And my hull is an evil Decepticon jet plane. Who am I? And if you work it out, it's Skywarp. That's what it
Oh,
spells out.
nice.
Yeah. Because you take the letters from the one it says it's in. And you have to figure out like which letters are in there.
Okay, nice. I
I actually worked it out. I was like, this is clever.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Well done, Terran.
Yeah,
I'm loving this the attitude that Soundwave has.
he's fun to read.
Oh, this is really nice. The last letter goes in if you've asked him some questions, but it ends on the PS. I love the TV series music. Why don't you make a record of it?
Boy, we finally got it, didn't we?
Yeah, how 40 years later?
Yeah,
Literally a record?
it's right there.
Yeah. And for you people who have the Spotify or Apple Music, you can get it there.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
really cool stuff. And of
Which it
course,
came out a few years ago, too, but not very,
oh
it wasn't
yeah,
very long ago.
we actually had it from BotCon. Is it 2000, 2001?
Oh no, that was the score for the movie.
That's right, it
Yeah,
was.
this stuff count. It's I want to say about 5 or 6 years
Well,
ago.
yeah, we had. Well, actually, no, I had this on cassette tape, the original soundtrack. No, that was the movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
God, it
Yeah,
must have.
the score for the TV show is fairly new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, about 5 or 6 years ago, that's probably right.
And they added some more for the new one.
Yeah, they did. They had a lot more on the new one. It's kind of nice. But the list too, when I'm at the gym and stuff.
Oh yeah. I jam to it when I'm working on pictures over here. It helps keep me focused.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And we'll leave with this Jawbreakers ad
With Pac-Man.
with Pac-Man eating little Pac-Man and.
Well, I think those are Jawbreakers, is what that's
I
supposed to be.
guess, but they have a lot of eyes. Or maybe they're
Yeah,
also shiny
they're
parts.
shiny. But yeah, it definitely looks like pack cannibalism.
It does. Zap. Fireballs, sour jawbreakers, and all this kind of stuff. It's Leaf candies, which I vaguely remember Leaf as a brand.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember like the atomic fireballs we would get
Well, yeah, I
though.
remember that. But
Yeah.
Leaf was a very, I just, it wasn't a very common brand, but I kind of remember it vaguely.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw those over here.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
I could be misremembering too, old.
Well, you're closer to the East Coast than I am, so you
Yeah.
might have got
Doubtful that
some
doubtful
imports.
Pensacola got anything like that. But anyways.
It's what those Navy guys like.
No, it's not what the Navy guys like, trust me. Yeah, that's way different.
That costs extra.
Yeah. All right, that's issue number
Well,
28.
you're like, good night, everybody. No,
And on that note,
I'm
so I'm actually really curious to see the next issue and where we go from there. But it's really kind of cool to see the build up for Circuit Breaker with the Josie.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite recurring characters. I really wish we'd get an action figure of her.
I'm surprised we don't. My Death's Head should be coming soon. The
Yeah, I was gonna say we got Death's Head finally, so maybe we can get a Circuit Breaker.
Man, do you like a Marvel? What was that?
The
Marvel.
crossovers. They're doing crossover stuff all the time. So,
Yeah, but she's actually officially a Marvel character. But
yeah.
what was it? The Marvel Legends. I do love Legends of her because they do some of the weirdest off the wall characters anyways on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'd be nice to have like a full Neo Knights
That'd be
set.
great.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the Neo Knights now, but yeah, Circuit Breaker. Was a big guy.
Thunder Punch.
Thunder Punch.
Rapture
That's
and
right,
trying,
Rapture.
oh, what was the last guy's name? He's the one that could connect to the planet.
Oh my gosh,
I'm brain
I'll
farting.
remember probably 3 a.m. when I wake up, but yeah, this usually works. But yeah, anyways, so that's issue number 28. A lot of fun and like really nice to see the Dinobots showing up and all that starting. So here's hoping we'll see some more cool stuff coming up here soon. And
Dynamo.
Dynamo, thank you.
I had to Google it.
You cheater.
I know.
Well, now I don't have to wake up at 3 a.m. and realize what the name was. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I probably still will.
I think we did pretty well, remembering as many as we did.
You remembered them. I knew what they looked
Yeah.
like. I couldn't remember the names.
Well, they were going to do a big crossover into Marvel with them
That's
at
right,
one
they were.
point, and it was going to be like tied into Ultron.
You know what? The only person I remembered, which is not at all in the New Knights,
Who?
this guy. That's the only thing that came to mind suddenly. Robot Master.
Oh, Robot Master, yeah.
Yeah. Which.
Well, oddly enough, in that crossover,
Huh?
it was gonna involve X-51.
You can't get away from X-51.
There is no escape from the Machine Man.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's real unfortunate.
Oh, when we start going more into that, though, I think you'll like him more.
I'm really curious. We need to get some of these episodes done for the extra stuff in the issues, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I'm gonna wrap it here, everyone. Make sure you give us a follow, give us a 5-star rating. It's real good. And on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, a follow, and all that sort of stuff. We'll continue this doing this every week, whether you're here or not. But I prefer you be here, so I appreciate
Please
that.
be here.
Please, please, and maybe, just maybe, we'll get into some GoBots soon. I know. Ed is taking another little break from the show. He has a lot going on right now, so we're gonna fill in and try to keep you guys as interested as possible. And I mean, not that a
Or
couple of guys rambling about Transformers is all that interesting,
at
but
least
anyway.
entertained. Like a
Oh,
train wreck.
like a train wreck. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, y'all, take it easy. Have a great week and talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. More Than Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.